The anniversary committee of the Ghana 60 Years On Celebration has unveiled a program to mark the 70th anniversary of the United Gold Coast Convention, UGCC. This includes a memorial church service at Salt Pond, where the UGCC was formed on Friday. Later in the day, the Speaker of Parliament, Professor Michael Kwe, is expected to give a lecture on the topic Ghana's Day of Destiny. Deputy Chief of Staff and Member of the Planning Committee, Abu Jinapo, outlined the activities at a news conference at Flagstaff House.
On the 4th of August, 1897, a patriot, John Mensah Saba, and his colleagues established the Aborigines' Rights Protection Society to fight against the Crown's Land Act Bill of 1897. They did so successfully and ensured that a decision was made that in Ghana there is nothing like a no man's land, and the lands of the indigenous people were preserved. The views of many pundits and ourselves is that this fight by John Mensah Saba and his colleagues led to the stability of our country and is led to the kind of land tenure system we have today. The examples to the contrary can be found in Zimbabwe and South Africa. 50 years from 4th August 1897, exactly on 4th August 1947, Pa Grant and his colleagues, the likes of J.B. Dankwa and many others, converged at Salt Pond to establish the first nationalist political movement of our country, the United Gold Coast Convention. And it was at this gathering that the Ghana of today, the ingredients of the Ghana of today, a democratic, free, prosperous, liberal country, was conceived. And out of that and many others, our country attained independence on 6th March, and we have the Ghana that was dreamt about on 4th August 1947 by the forebearers of our country. Therefore, the committee upon deliberation came to the conclusion that on 4th August, we organize a memorial and thanksgiving service for the establishment of the United Gold Coast Convention at Salt Pond. On Friday, 4th August, the Ghana 60 Years On Planning Committee is going to hold a memorial and thanksgiving service at Salt Pond for the establishment of the United Gold Coast Convention. We are privileged and honored to have the President of the Republic accept to be the guest of honor for this memorial and thanksgiving service. Later on in the day, we're going to have the official 60th Independence Anniversary Lecture. The Speaker of Parliament, Right Honorable Professor Michael Kwe, be the man to deliver Ghana's 60th Independence Anniversary Lecture. The topic for the lecture is 4th August, Ghana's Day of Destiny.
Mr. Jinapo explained how the 5.2 million Ghana cedis was used in the celebration of the Ghana 60 Years On Anniversary.
The 60th Independence Anniversary Committee has funded fully all events arising from and or connected to Ghana's 60th Independence Anniversary Celebration. And so, for instance, the memorial and thanksgiving service, which is going to be held on Friday, which is an event or a program by the 60th Independence Anniversary, every peswa that will be spent at that event will be borne by the 60th Anniversary Committee. Much the same that the committee will bear every single cost relating to the lecture, because that is the official program or event by the 60th Anniversary Committee. But you also will have to note that every year, regardless of the nature of our independence anniversary, we commemorate some set out or slated national celebrations or events. For instance, Sixth March itself, in terms of the parade, presidential national awards, Republic Day, Senior Citizens Day. These are standard national events or occurrences which are celebrated every year, regardless of whether Ghana is 50th or 60th or what have you. The 5.2 million Ghana cedis that the Ministry of Finance released went to funding these events.